Alright. Let's see if I can salvage... Alright. Here we go. Around the nation. Here there are 1, 2, 3, 4 items within Around the Nation. First is Dateline, Atlantic City, New Jersey. Governor Christie gives okay to gambling on sports. Republican Governor Chris Christie's administration issued a directive yesterday allowing the state's casinos and racetracks to offer sports betting, a move likely to be challenged in court by sports leagues. The governor said he took his cue from previous federal court rulings that found that nothing in New Jersey law prohibits the casinos and horse racing tracks from offering sports betting, as long as it's not sponsored or licensed by the state. The professional football, baseball, basketball, and hockey leagues, and the National Collegiate Athletic Association, or NCAA, opposed New Jersey's effort to legalize sports betting, saying it could give the appearance that the integrity of the games has been compromised. The next brief is Dateline, Atlanta, Georgia. Chick-fil-A founder dies at age 93. Chick-fil-A founder S. Chewett Cathy died early yesterday at 93. The billionaire rose from poverty, building a privately held restaurant chain that famously closes every Sunday, but drew unwanted attention for the Cathy family's opposition to gay marriage. Cathy opened his first post-war diner in an Atlanta suburb in 1946, and by 67, he had founded and opened his first Chick-fil-A. He had founded and opened his first Chick-fil-A incorporated restaurant in Atlanta. Over ensuing decades, the chain's boneless chicken sandwich he is credited with inventing would propel Chick-fil-A expansion to more than 1,800 outlets in 39 states and the nation's capital. Under the religiously conservative founder, the chain gained prominence for its Bible Belt observance of Sunday. None of its hundreds of restaurants is open on that day to allow employees a day of rest. The next national brief has a dateline of Bangor, Maine. Police. Man put in dryer, burning him. No, sorry. Man put tot in dryer, burning him. A man was accused of putting a 2-year-old Maine toddler in a clothes dryer and turning it on, burning the boy. WABI-TV reported that police said the boy's mother left him with her boyfriend, Adam Morton, while she went to work. According to court documents, the Bangor boy suffered second-degree burns on his arms and back and burns and blisters on his feet. Morton of Berlin, New Hampshire, is being held on $2,500 bail at Penobscot County Jail. And the final national brief has a dateline of Cleveland, Ohio. Attorney, police know who put feces on teen. An attorney for the family of an autistic teenager who had feces and bodily fluids dumped on him when he thought he was participating in the Ice Bucket Challenge said yesterday that police know who the perpetrators are, even as celebrities continue to offer reward money to find those involved. Attorney Dean Valore, who represents the boy and his family, said that he has spoken with Bay Village Police. I know police have a very good handle on the investigation, Valora said. Everyone's pretty much been identified. And all of these briefs are provided by Wire Reports.